I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. In Rock Island County, about 80% of deaths related to COVID-19 are people who lived in long-term care centers. But nursing home residents only make up about 15% of cases in the county. I talked with Ted Pappas, the CEO of Friendship Manor in Rock Island, about dealing with the pandemic.
The first strategy is making sure your residents are not in the group dining and the beauty shops. And so there were a number of strategies very early on that we implemented that were guidelines given to us from CDC. And so we have followed those, very, very meticulously.
Residents wear masks whenever they're outside their rooms. And Pappas says Friendship Manor has had enough personal protective equipment since the pandemic began. Only two family members or close friends are allowed inside the nursing home, and only for end-of-life visits. Residents and their families have been taking advantage of warm weather to meet outside with masks and social distancing.
When a staff member comes to work, their temp and a number of questions are asked of them to determine if they've had any exposure to COVID and also how are they feeling. Midday in their shift, we have the questions asked again. Have you done anything to reduce a fever? And we take their temperature again. So aggressive screening of the staff, has worked for us. Aggressive testing of our staff has worked for us.
Currently, Friendship Manor has no active COVID-19 cases. Earlier, it had a total of 14 confirmed cases, mostly staff, and no deaths.
And, I got to say, our staff has really been wonderful through this. I mean, think about being tested 12 weeks in a row, pretty much every week for the last 3 months. And the early going was the very evasive test. But they've been troopers. And I really think our staff have done a great job following our protocols off of work.
This month, Pappas says the nonprofit started working with Genesis Occupational Health for weekly testing of all staff as required by the state. Friendship Manor also tests vendors and other workers who provide services.
It's kind of funny, the evolution of testing. Initially, it was the pharyngeal swab all the way to the back of the brain, practically. And then it evolved to the NARS nose test, where you would just go into the inside of the nose for 15 seconds in both nostrils. And now you can spit in a cup, and that becomes your test specimen.
Another new tool the Rock Island retirement community is using came from the state.
We did receive an antigen test, which is a 15-minute rapid test, and it's a wonderful diagnostic tool. And it works best if you have somebody that has symptoms and you test them for COVID. So it's going to be an early indication if we have somebody with COVID, where if you had to test before, it had to be sent out to a lab and it could take 48 hours, it could take 72 hours. In some cases, it took a week and a half to get results back here about a month ago when everything was jammed up.
Rock Island County reports 57 of its more than 70 COVID-19 deaths are long-term care center residents. Two nursing homes in Rock Island County have been especially hard hit. 17 residents have died at Generations and 15 at St. Anthony's Continuing Care. Many nursing homes in Illinois struggle in part because the state has one of the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rates in the country. Pappas says preparation and leadership also make a difference.
Keep in mind, we are an organization that is respected. We're an organization that is well-funded from the standpoint of, we have strong development, we have a strong census. So we have had more means available to us than some of the other facilities may have had. Personally, I think the nursing homes will be in the mode we're in now probably until May of 2021. I think that we'll stay in this COVID mode until there's clearly an effective vaccine and we get completely through the flu season. So I look for all of our things that we're doing to stay in place probably up through May of 2021.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.